You know, I figured before Flight Risk, I like everything Mark Wahlberg is in, and the movies got him. I figured Mel Gibson does a good job directing movies, so at least I'll get something interesting directorial and some Mark Wahlberg. What a piece of garbage Flight Risk was. I got no entertainment value out of this thing at all, which may differ from Mike a little bit. It's a story about a U.S. Marshal who is flying a witness across the state, across Alaska, and they don't realize that the guy on the plane is one of the people who's hired by the person he's testifying against to off him. There was no suspense. There was no drama. It was a waste of 90 minutes of my life. Thankfully, it was short. There are times I laughed when I don't think I was supposed to be laughing, but I very much did not enjoy this movie. Worst movie I've ever seen? No. Worst Mel Gibson movie I've ever seen? No. But at the same time, not good. And I would say, don't see. Sometimes you go to a movie with low expectations, and the movie surprises you. Battleship. Other movies like that, but not this one. Mike, I'm sure you have thoughts on our experience the other night.
Well, I think you're insufferable to go to movies with, by the way. So we the only mandate I believe in is the bad movie mandate. So me and Ari and Mr. KVI, we go out to the movies, and thanks to our friends at Ally Global Marketing for hooking us up with passes to go see it. But my dude Ari, the whole time, arms tightly folded, slumped down, sullen in his seat. And at one point he got up, and I just assumed that he was never coming back. Then I saw that he left his jacket, and so I knew he came back, but like, I knew Ari wasn't vibing with the movie. Here's the deal. It's not good. In fact, it's quite bad. I think of the three of us, I think I enjoyed it the most because I think I was the most equipped to know what this movie was. Like, I saw all the trailers. And so in fact, those trailers reveal too much. You get to see Marky Mark Wahlberg's poorly shaved male pattern baldness that he's got going on. And it's very, very silly. But I knew what I was in for, and I got what I was looking for out of it. I had fun with it. And I want to stick up for this movie, actually, because this is the kind of movie, whether this was the best execution of it or not, not really, but like, it's an intentionally small movie with A-list talent. It was made on a $25 million budget that it's already made back. It's not a comic book superhero movie, nor is it some art house indie thing that I've never heard of. In my never-ending legislation of what is a movie, this is a movie. Whether it's good, bad, or indifferent, in this case, it's quite bad, but it's still a movie. Unlike, say, like the dozen or so Best Picture nominations for the Oscars this year, I've never heard of any of those movies, nor have I seen them. This is a movie. And I don't know, like, I kind of part ways with both of you guys, though, because, like, I was picking up on what was being put down by Marky Mark Wahlberg. Like, I mean, this is 1996's Fear Mark Wahlberg, not a Peter Berg Patriots Day Mark Wahlberg. And I feel like he knows what movie he's in, and he's pushing it as far as he can go with it. This is a dude that pretends to be a real actor from time to time. Had an Oscar nomination like we talked about when we were giving away tickets. So this is a chance for him to cut loose and just be sleazy in a Mel Gibson movie. There is a mean streak and a weird sleaziness to it, especially in the dialogue that I wasn't anticipating, but then I realized it's a Mel Gibson movie, so of course. Do I recommend it? Not really. But I, Big Mike, had a lot of fun with it, and I got exactly what I wanted out of it. If you want to see Marky Mark Wahlberg swing for the fences, this is your movie. If you want to see that lady from the Downton Abbey do a wooden, hammered-out American accent, this is probably your movie. She graduated from the Benedict Cumberbatch School of Bad American Accents because the Ewan McGregor School was already filled up. Oh, and Topher Grace is there just being Topher Grace.
Yeah, if you want to see him, it's who fine. You haven't seen in years, he's there too. Right.
And he's kind of fun in it. He's fine.
Yeah, I think for me, it's because they were told to ham it up. Clearly, everybody was told to ham it up.
Yeah.
that it was a little too over the top, where I was expecting, okay, you're going to have crappy special effects and it's going to be CG, but at least I'm going to get a little acting out of it. No, we got ham.
Yeah.
Ham everywhere. Yeah. This is the most non-kosher movie ever because of the amount of ham in it.